Tov, everyone. We are up to page 11. We are starting our second Simon Bays today. Din Levishas Begadim. This goes back to the principle of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Molech Chalaretz Kvodo, and therefore the most beautiful thing I think about Halacha is that it takes us from the beginning of the day till the end of the day, and every single prat of our day is connected to learning Halacha. You're constantly involved with Torah, you're constantly thinking about what next step is. Even a businessman has a whole section of Shulchan Aruch called Choshe Mishmat. Over here, where even when we wake up in the morning, right away we get to Halachas. Over here we're talking about how to get dressed in the morning. Okay, maybe a little bit surprising. Over here you'll see the first halacha is not an easy one to follow. Okay, we'll read halacha aleph and beis together because they go together. Says the mechaber over here, lo yilbash chaluk miyushav, you should not get dressed sitting up, or for that matter, standing up. Why? Because as the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sikkon aleph daz ve'achriach yizgal gufo, if you get dressed sitting up, so you're going to be not covered, your body's not going to be covered at that point, and therefore that's not going to be the correct way of being dignified person, which is the halachas of tznius. Vadam sarchli snaid nisnaid bitznius ubusha lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, v'afilu kushu laila v'chedri chodarim, even if he's in the privacy of his own room, halo melo chalaretz kvodo, you're getting dressed in front of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't care that other people are not going to see. The concept of tznius is bein chal u'bein atzmo, it's a din between you and a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between you and yourself, not necessarily how you dress in public. And you see over here, it applies to not only women, but tznius applies to men also. Obviously, the parameters of the din is going to be different whether you're a man or a woman, but it's all as how to dress in a dignified manner. That is how, what the halachas are, without getting into all the halachas of tznius. You're not supposed to reveal your body, parts of your body that are normally covered, without when you don't have to do this. Things that are normally covered. We'll come back to this, Mishnah Berurah, in a second. Let's go on in the mechab. So what should you do? Eliyika chaluko, you should take your shirt. V'yachnis bo, rosho zroasav bo denu shochev, or zroasav, you should take, put your arms through the sleeves while you're still lying down in bed under the covers. V'nipsa kshiyakov shimachusa, when you sit up in bed, then your clothing will cover your body, and therefore you will never be out of the blanket naked. Okay, this is the din over here. Why is this? As Mechaber says in Siv Beis now, don't say that, oh, I'm in the price of my own Miro, and who's going to see me? Like the Mishnah Berurah says in Sikon Aleph, because once again, because we're standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that demands us to have tznius, to act in a dignified manner, even when in the privacy of our own room. So what is the parameters of this din? Let's go to the Gedarim over here. So it says over here, the Mechaber just said, anything that's normally covered at all times, that is what has to be covered, even in the privacy of your own room. You're allowed to reveal your arm up into your elbow, because there's an uncovered part. And you don't have to cover your face and things like that. Okay. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, in Palaot, your socks. You should also put your socks on under the covers. Shalola galus raglav, not to reveal your legs. Should darkly out mechusas liola mudiyaseila, because in these places they are constantly covered. Says the Chavetz Chaim. Shein hochin yachev afilu bekayitz, because people don't walk around barefoot even in the kites. V'chein kol kayotziba imlo shei ashar binyan acher, unless it's iashar binyan acher. Which leads us to the first point over here, as Rav Moshe Feinstein also points out. In Chelek Dal, Chelek Gimel of Yoredea, Simim Mem Zayin Os Gimel, the first Os Gimel over there in the Igros Moshe, you see over there that a couple of very, very important things. Number one is we see over here, the Getter is what's normally covered Li'olam. And you see over here in the time of the Chofetz Chaim, their feet were covered always. And therefore, that was the brand that you couldn't even put your socks on without getting on under the covers. So, and over here, so the Pashut thing would be that nowadays, where people do walk around in sandals, people do walk around barefoot, so then the din would change. Not that the halacha changes, just the metzias is changing, therefore, that demands a difference in the halacha. And therefore, nowadays, anything that would be normal would be part of your feet also. No, not just your arms and your face, but also your feet would be allowed to get dressed. You're allowed to put your socks on, not under the covers. Now, just bear with me over here, because there's a couple important things to understand to get this down, what is going on over here. The second thing is number one, Rav Moshe writes at the end of the tshuva over there, it's a machlokas bach and taz, but you have to realize this, when you're anytime you're learning halacha, there are different types of halachas. I said it before, earlier on, there are derises, there are derabanans, there are things that are mekor b'shas, those things are much more machmer into the... Then there's minhagim, and then there's midas chasidus. Says the Moshe right at the end of the tshuva, u'mi'achar she'ein inyanim elu elo hanhagas tovos, u'midas chasidus, yesh lismachazah. The Moshe holds, like the Bach, that the dinim over here are not something that you are demanded to do. Okay? Everyone's demanded to act in a tznius manner. But to get dressed under your blanket, so that is the midas chasidus. Midas chasidus we try and do also. It's brought down over here in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we try to, but it's not as machmer, and therefore, one of the things that says over here is, for sure, that you could, you know, the socks thing would be totally fine, because there are mendidas sale. The second thing is, over here in the Henshach, the Mishnah Berurah says like this, v'chein, bebeis hamerchatz, if you're in a bathing house, a mikvah house, places where it's normal to walk around naked. There's no other way to go into the mikvah unless you get undressed. There's no other way to go in the shower unless you get undressed. Therefore, he says over here, that would not be a problem to be uncovered in places like that, because that's the norm of this location, of this place. That's normal to walk around in like this. And therefore, the question they had over here is, then would you be allowed to get dressed and undressed without doing this whole blanket thing in a bathroom, in a bathing house, in a mikvah like this? Would you forget about it? When you're going to the mikvah, when you're going to the base of mirror, you're taking a shower, obviously you have to get undressed. But let's say I just want to get dressed and undressed. I don't have to get undressed in the bathroom. Would be allowed to do that lechatchila, not have to do this whole blanket thing? That Ramosha and Moreno of Rabbeinu Rav Emmetzel said one could rely on that lechatchila. If you want to mekayin the midas chasidus over here, this din over here, you can just get dressed and undressed in the bathroom. You could go in your pajamas to the bathroom, bring your clothes over there, and get dressed there, because that's a normal place to be naked, and that would be fine. And if you tell me, oh, my bedroom's also normal place to be naked, so we see that's not how the halacha understands that this would be the din. That's not a normal, just because you guys walk around and say, that's not necessarily how halacha demands us to be a dignified person. You have to, dignity is somewhat subjective, but there is an objective dignity also that you're supposed to run, so you're supposed to act in a certain way. And therefore, we don't necessarily, could be, then it could be, let's say, it's normal to walk around the door today with the shirt off. So it could be, if you think that's dignified, that might be something that would be an expression that would be okay nowadays. But seemingly, you have to check your dignity at all times. Just because something was dignified when you were 10 years old or even 15 years old doesn't mean that's a dignified way when you're 18 or 19 or Yeshana Alf, then during the Yeshana Bet or Yeshana Gimel. Think dignity stands differently, and you have to look around and make sure that you are checking yourself, you're acting in a dignified way, because that is what tznius demands of us. That is me'ikar d'din, not just midas chasidus. Now, okay, then the Mishnah Berurah goes on, very importantly, he says over here, v'afil irvaso ain't tzarech l'chasa b'yirdaso l'nar. When you're going, let's say, you're going to the yam, back in the day, they didn't have bathing suits, they went to the mikvah, they were naked. When you're going to the yam to go to the mikvah, you don't have to even cover your aver. If you go ahead and cover up, it looks like you're embarrassed of your bris milah. When you're coming back and you're facing the people, like we'll learn later on, you should cover up a little bit if you can. Go ahead and do that over there. Okay, so that is what the halacha demands over here in terms of hilchos tznius. The best thing would be if you go ahead and dress in the bathroom if you can to mekayim this din, and not to get dressed outside when you're going to have to be automatically undressed. And number two is because it depends, depending on the times, what's going to be normal of what is considered okay to cover up and what considered okay not to cover up. Same thing in other places. There could be other places also. Say in a doctor's office. The doctor often needs to check you. That would be a normal place to get undressed also, if that is what the norm would be. Go ahead and be. Okay? So that's the halacha over here. The Mishnah Berurah also says over here in Sifkat and Beis. Okay? One line down at the end of the line. It says, Hamaniach malbushov mirasho sav mishakech ta'limudo. One thing that makes you forget your learning, if you put your clothes on over your head. Okay, so obviously he's not talking about a shirt that you have to put on over your head. He must be talking like a button-down shirt that you shouldn't put on over your head. You should put on the regular way, or your mashakech talimudu. He says, if you put something over your head that's going to be masik in the shirt, and your head, maybe then we're not going to be so makbid. And then he says like this, one should be careful not to put on two articles of clothing at the same time. You don't put your undershirt and your shirt on over yourself at the same time. This also helps you forget your learning. We don't want to do that. We have enough time to remember our learning. We don't need extra schools of negative schools that are going to ruin our learning. So that is what he says over here. In the older editions of Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzahl, he has a har over here. They, for some reason, struck it out of the newer editions. In Dira Maslow, Beis Malbushim, Anzin Kadim Beis, he says, Inyan Zeh Ein Lo Ikar V'Shas. Once again, he says, this does not have an Ikar in the Shas. It's not brought down to the Gemara, this din of not putting two articles of clothing at the same time. Therefore, he says, V'lachin, V'makom HaTzorech Esher LaHakel. In a case of Tzorech, one could be Mekel and his example is, let's say a fireman gets called to fire, he's got to get dressed really quickly, so therefore he'll be allowed to put on two articles of clothing, same thing, a person in the army, whatever it might be, he'll be allowed to go ahead and do things as quickly as possible, even if he has to put on two articles of clothing at the same time. Also, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach quoted in Alicha Shlomo Perak Beis, Halacha Kav Beis says this inyan of Hakpada of not putting on two articles of clothing, it's only by putting them on. Taking them off, there's no hakpada. You're allowed to take off two articles of clothing, just not put them on together. Okay, so that is the din over here. What this is, these are pikabola and things like this. We don't really understand. There's no reason that we could give for these reasons. These are just dinim that a Kadosh Baruch Hu put into our world, in our halachic world of trying to be machped. One last thing the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, it was also a korik tavshal gabi kever, or a mistakel b'pnei ames mishakech li mudo. Another thing that causes you to forget your learning is reading the letters on the, reading the words on a kever. One second, I'll get back to that in a second. Or looking at the face of a mace. Okay, so chas v'shalom, someone dies, one's not supposed to stare at the mace's face, that is supposed to be Mishkach Shachichu Talmudo, and also reading the letters. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Aruch HaShulchan point out this whole part of not reading the letters on a kever is only if the letters are bolate, only if they're sticking out. But if they're carved in, like I think all letters that are made like Kavara nowadays, then there would not be any Akpada, would not make you Mishkach Talmudo. Let's move on over here now to Siv Gimel. Now, what type of clothing should one wear? Says Yedakti b'chalucha l'lav shel kedarko. Number one is you should wear it in the proper way. You shouldn't wear it inside out. You don't wear it upside down. You wear your clothing correctly. Shelo yahafeh apnimi lachutz. You don't wear it inside out. So turn it inside out. That's lihapoch apnimi lachutz. That's how you're supposed to wear your begotten. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Kalin Gimel, he says, Afal Pishu Tachas Kol HaMalbushim. Even if you're talking about your undershirt, it's not even going to be seen. It's not because it's going to look stupid, but even your undershirt, which must be worn in a certain way, that's also supposed to be worn in a certain way. The Kosh Kain Bishar begotten for sure when you're dealing with other types of begotten. Then the Mishnah Berurah says in Sikkatan Dalid over here or at the end, Kot of a Rambam. Look at the Kot of a Rambam, says Malbush Talmud Chacham. The Malbush of a Talmud Chacham. Yeah, he doesn't say it were black and white, that's not what he says, but he says Malya Malbush Novinaki. It should be nice and it should be clean. That is the Malbush of a Talmud Chacham. The also Loshi Matse Bibigdo Kesem O Shamnunis Okiyotse Bazat. You shouldn't find spots on it, oil spots and things like this. You should be clean. Very, very, very important for you guys to know that there's no mitzvah. Not only not a mitzvah, it's a bad thing to wear the fanciest clothing I have to have, the $200 pairs of pants, and the shirt with a specific emblem on it so I could look like in a certain way. Okay, that's not where the lo yubash lo malbush sorim. Not to wear the clothing of high officers, shall call me stockling them, that everyone has to look at them and say, wow, and things like this. Below Malbush Aniyam, but you don't wear poor people's clothes, you mevazet losho, because it makes low, you don't wear ripped clothing and things like this, even if it looks cool. El begadim beinonim naim, or rather just begadim beinonim, you should wear regular clothing, ein sham od. That is the way a person is supposed to dress, not supposed to be trying to impress other people, and also not just the way that it's going to be a bizayon to you or your family that you're wearing not nice clothing. Sif Dalet. Now we get to the Gemara and Shabbos that probably you've all learned about. You learn it when you are a little kid about how you put your shoes on. Okay, we talk about how to get dressed, what type of clothing. Now we moved on to putting our shoes on in the morning. Says the Mechaber over here, Yino Mino Yomin Tchilo V'lo Yitshon. If you're first supposed to put on your right shoe and not to tie it, Why do we put on a right shoe? As we should all know already, Sikkot and Hey, Shekim Atzina Batorah Shayamin Choshuv Tami. We always give chashivas to our right hand, to our right side of our body. Okay, that is more chashuv. There is different reasons brought down why our yamin is more chashuv. Okay, because mimimoto ish dat lamo. Okay, the different psukim that show us that the right side is more important. Says over here, the Mishnah Berurah, he brings on his own, lean bo and yad v'regel, when the Torah, when they sprinkle the blood on the yad and the regel of the Kohanim, so it goes always to the right first. Everything, you should always be makdim, the right to the left. That's by putting on the shoe. However, then the Gemara tells us, however, the even though there's many different opinions over there, the maskana of the Gemara over there in Shabbos, Daf Kufi Yadalit, says like this, V'acher kach yinol shel smol v'yikshirena. Then you put on your left shoe, and then you tie your left shoe. Dahainu, you're going to tie your left shoe before your right shoe. Right shoe you put on, left shoe you put on, you then tie your left shoe, and then you're going to go back and tie your right shoe. V'yachzor v'yikshir shel yamin. Then you go back and end up tying your right shoe. Why do you do this? Why is tying preferred to do on the left shoe before the right shoe? We just said the right is more important, so why don't we do the right? So says the Mishnah Berurah over here, based on the Gemara, says Zivkat and Vav, De'inin kshira matzina sha'torah nitna chashivas ala smol. Because we see the Torah gives chashivas to the left side when tying things. What is that, obviously? Shekol shala, tefillah shal yad. Because we tie our tefillin on our left arm. So therefore, we're going to tie our left shoe on our left is going to verse. So by tying, we see on the left has chashivas. Okay? So therefore, we're going to put in the right shoe, put in the left shoe tie, right shoe tie. The Mishnah Berurah then says, Uvim palot shal advarim shal levid, ain't tzarech lahaktin smolik shir. For some reason, the Mishnah Berurah paskins over here, when you're putting your socks, you don't have to be makdim in the right to the left. You don't have to be so makbid. Rav Nevin saw Morenim Rabbeinim Dimarasim palot, he says, tzarech inulin yas daiti. Why should this be? Do you like Amazit Sarach Lachdim Yamin Usmal? But we just said everything you're supposed to do right before left. Why not put your right sock on, put your right sleeve in your shirt first? Everything should be right before left. So it seems like Rav Nevin saw it all that you should be makbid. Obviously, if someone's wearing slip-on shoes, they don't have ties like many people wear. So you do right shoe, then left shoe. Because over there, it doesn't have any tying. Okay, if you have Velcro shoes, so that is the tying of the of that shoe. You'll put on the right shoe, left shoe, Velcro the left, and then Velcro the right. Okay, says the Ramo over here, like I just said, our shoes, I guess the time of the Ramo, they also do not have ties. Yinol shel yamin tchila, you're going to put on your right shoe first, and then your left shoe. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Zayin, he says, v'gam inim zdamin lo shel smol. Even if you only found one shoe, and you only found the last shoe, so you want to put the shoe on, he says, wait, don't do that. Anyways, you're not going to walk outside. You're not going to have any much use with one shoe on, so wait till you find the right shoe, and then you'll put the right shoe on, and then the left shoe. A couple important things over here is that, both I heard from Yitzhak Berkowitz, it's also brought in Alicha Shlomo, that by women, since they don't tie tefillin, there is no hakdama of tying on the left side. They put on the right shoe, tie the right shoe, put on the left, then tie their left, because there is no chashivas of tying on the left when it comes to women. Okay? Fine. And in terms of a lefty, what does a lefty do? Okay, what about those lefties out there? What are they supposed to do? So very interesting, the Mishnah Berurah has the following in Sivkat and Vav. Going back to Sivkat and Vav, after the impaliot, which are sacks, he says like this, V'iter yad. Iti yad is a lefty. Shemeniach tefillin biyamim shel kol adam, who puts his tefillin on biyamim shel kol adam, he puts it on his right, okay? On his right arm. Yakdin yamim gam lekshira. Then he should be makdim lekshira on his right hand. Mashma from the Mishnah Berurah, what is he saying to do? Sounds like he's saying to say, they put the right shoe on, tie the right shoe, put the left shoe on, tie the left shoe. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah over here. Moreno Rabin Ronevin, so once again, he doesn't understand that. What should have been the most logical thing to say would have said what? Over there, they have more chashivas on their left side. Why? Even though generally mocked in the right, but their chashiv arm is their left side. So maybe they should go ahead and put on their left, then put on the right, tie the right, and then tie the left. The exact opposite of a righty. That's what Rav Nevinsal points out over here. Tzarech in gadol ani esteti. Deems a tali b'didei, yakdim smol levisha v'yam l'kshira. If we're going to say it's an objective din, then everyone follows the right and the left thing, so the lefty should be like the righty. But once we're saying it's subjective, and he's going to tie the right first also, so he says that he should put on the left first. Okay, let's be consistent over here. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah here. I believe in another place also is Mash. That is his psak over here. And there is reason for the psak of the Mishnah Berurah also over here. But Nevitzel brings it a fair ha'ar over here. Either way is fine for a lefty to do. Either tzad he has what to be makel on to over here. Either do like Rav Nevinzel says, put on the left, put on the right, tie the right, tie the left. Or like the Mishnah Berurah over here, put on the right, tie the right, put on the left, and then tie the left. Either one would be totally beseder. And just to finish off today, Sif Hey, is kishacholitz min olav, cholitz shall smol tchila. When you take off your shoes, once again, we want to give chashivas to the right, therefore we take off the left first. To keep on the right one, we take off, this is also an inyan of making the right more makbid. Okay, says Mishnah Berurah, Sikar Ches, Shezeu Kvodo Shel Yomi. Last thing is, just a har on this, is that the Luach Eretz Yisrael of Tukachinsky, which is something we'll see, times that's the Luach hung up in the base measure up there, it brings on all the different menhagim. He writes over there, the one exception is, if you're taking off your shoe, the tzarech mitzvah. If you're taking off your shoe because of a mitzvah, so then it'll be more covered to take off the right shoe, because I'm making a mitzvah right now, that could take off the right shoe before the left shoe. Now, sure, Rishon Zalman agrees in principle to this din, and therefore a good example would be Birkas Kohanim. For the Kohanim there, when they're taking off the shoes for Birkas Kohanim, take off the right shoe before the left shoe. Another will be if you're changing your shoes on Erev Shabbos. You want to put, for Kavod Shabbos, you want to put on nicer shoes, take off the right shoe and then the left shoe. However they do, the Luch Eretz Yisrael says, where's another place in Halacha that we have to take off our shoes? Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av or Avelus. So over there, Luch Eretz Yisrael, you're taking off for a mitzvah, take off the right before the left. However, Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, since over there, it's a tzarech Avelus Tafka, that's not a Kavod to take off the right first. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah Zalman says that Erev Tisha B'Av. And before someone's taking off for a chas shalom, and someone was nifter, then they should take off the left, and then take off the right according to the psak of Rosh Hashanah Zalman. Ad kan for today.